Good morning, my lovely people. I'm so happy to be here with you today. You're listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. What a morning. I already feel the energies. They are high as hell. They are extremely high, and so am I. You know, the energies are very easily felt by some of us more than others, and I just happen to be one of those people who feels them very intensely. So, yes, I feel like I have just been slipped a tab of acid. Although I've never done that, so I actually don't know what that feels like. So that's probably not a correct statement. But I do know what it feels like to use a little cannabis, and that is what it feels like. I feel like I have the best high ever. So I'm in a really high vibe and state right now, and I hope that all of you are on the ride with me because that always makes it more fun. So here we are. Another week. It is 10:03 a.m. where I am in California anyway, and it is Monday, August 26, 2024. How about that? Gosh, so much is happening. I've been going inward lately with Mercury retrograde, and I think just the energies and the different planetary aspects that are happening, among other things. I've just been noticing that many new awarenesses are coming into my experience. And I've been going inward, and I've been finding that the energies are making me a lot more tired again at night. And I was experiencing that years ago, back probably like before 2020, when my awakening, the really big one, started in 2018, because I've had a few awakenings, some more profound than others. So the 2018 one was really, really huge. That's when I started feeling these energies in my body, like I am feeling right now. And it's a feeling of euphoria and being very light, lightheaded, and light overall in body. It's just a very lightness of being that I feel in my body. And so that started in 2018. And back then, I remember there was a point in time when in the evening, I couldn't keep my eyes open. Like once the sun went down, I would just be exhausted. And that's starting to happen again. So it's funny because Kat was mentioning, you know, the swords in the tarot. So I pulled the Ace of Swords for myself the other day, and it said, you know, breakthrough. And that's exactly what she was talking about too. And I have actually been having a lot of breakthroughs, a lot of new awarenesses. And I know that my body, as well as the bodies of everyone else on planet Earth, we're having a lot of upgrades and, you know, energetic upgrades. And that is all part of the awakening. People are waking up. People are realizing, you know, the truth of why we're here and what's going on around us. And it's wonderful to really be in this process. And some of the pieces are challenging, because awakening isn't always the blissful experience that I describe. Sometimes it can be hard because you are having all of these energies coming up for release in your physical body. So a lot of times the pains, the ascension symptoms, we call them, right? The ascension symptoms can be comprised of many things, good and not so great. Physical symptoms that sometimes don't feel that great, and other times they feel wonderful. So it just depends on how you're experiencing the upgradement of your body. And I experience it in different ways as well. Fortunately for me, it's been mostly feeling good, with some weird pains here and there, and some, you know, some sinus and digestive issues too. I'm just going to take a sip of my drink. I'm drinking this yummy bone broth that tastes like vanilla. It's so good. So we're all being upgraded, and I've noticed that during this period back in like 2018 or 2019, when I was feeling really tired at night, that has kind of started to come back now. So I know I'm getting, I'm about to get a really huge breakthrough. Let's put it that way. I can feel it. But it's all good. It's wonderful, because last time this happened in 2018, I had a huge breakthrough. I had this huge awakening, which changed everything for me. It shifted everything in my world, really. And then, of course, we all know what happened in 2020. So that was all part of it. And for me personally, at that time, I was having my Saturn return, my second one. I think it started in 2020. So yeah, you could say the shit hit the fan, pretty much. But it was pretty wild. It's been a wild ride for sure. And I'm grateful for it, because it could have, you know, it could have been worse. It wasn't. I know a lot of people who have not had it nearly as pleasantly as I have. And like I say, you know, I'm a Capricorn. We tend to take things in stride, even the stuff that doesn't feel good most of the time. And we really tend to roll with things. At least that's what I've found in my life. Especially, I think it was easier when I was a little younger, but I still do it now, because what choice do I have, really? Either I roll with it or I fight against it. And that's certainly not going to be helpful. It's just going to make me suffer more. So allow and don't resist. That is what we do. And that is what we try to do. You know, nobody's perfect at it. I'm not perfect at it. But when I find myself going into resistance now, at least I know better. And I know, okay, this is not going to serve me. This is just going to perpetuate whatever is happening. And why would I want to do that to myself? So I do really take most things in stride. I like to think I do anyway. So let me tell you how you can come and join in the conversation with me, which I would love, and I hope you would too. You can come over to our Facebook chat by simply going to your device and entering, I'm doing this as we speak, 12radio.com, and up will pop a black background screen. You will see my face, and on the left side you'll see some options, and one of them is chat. Just hit chat, and that will take you right over into the 12radio Facebook page, where you can join the group. If you've never been here before, and that is easy, you just join the group and someone will let you in. And then once you're in, you scroll down to my banner, which right now looks like it's on the top of the page. And you'll see my smiling face with my big old glasses and my messy blonde hair, because that's how I usually look. A silly grin and the glasses and the hair. So anyway, either that or as a Capricorn, sometimes I get that resting bitch face, but it has nothing to do with the fact that I'm a bitch, because I can be, but I'm not usually. I have my moments, don't we all? But yeah, no, usually I'm in pretty good spirits, so as I hope you can tell. So I want to invite you all into this Facebook page, and what you can do when you're here is make comments, ask questions, whatever you want to say in the chat, you can do that. You know, so suggest something, if you want to hear something talked about, like a particular topic, you can always suggest that. Or what I really love, also you can ask for, you can ask to have me pull a card for you and give you a little mini reading. I can do that. What I really love is when people ask me questions that I can answer. And I am a certified spiritual psychology practitioner. I went to school over at USM, the University of Santa Monica, in Southern California, a little farther north from where I live now. I'm in Oceanside, and that's probably about 2 hours away. And so that is what I do. One of the things I do many things, actually. I'm also a sexuality expert. So if you have any sex questions, I would love to hear them. I'm here for that too. Why not, right? We can talk about anything. And I love talking about anything and everything. So as long as it's somewhere in my wheelhouse, and there aren't too many things that aren't, unless we start talking about, I don't know, nuclear physics. I don't know too much about that, but you know, I could probably still figure some stuff out for you. I like to think positive. So I will rise to any challenge I am given, because that is what I do. So if you have any questions that, you know, or a burning desire to say something here in the chat, let a rip. I'm here for it. Okay. So let me refresh the chat one more time. And I'm going to take a little cough break. One sec. Okay. And I'm going to look in the chat room and see hopefully all of your bright, shining faces. And right now, I see Renee's bright, shining face. Well, figuratively speaking. Well, actually, I do. I see Renee's bright, shining face in the little picture on Facebook. So, hey, Renee. She says, good morning, Lori Love. Good morning to you, too. And at the moment, it looks like you are the soul human, the only soul in the chat, Renee, which is unusual considering, but I am happy to have you here. So all my attention will be focused on you if you have any questions. So now would be the time. So, okay. Anyhow, until the rest of you decide to come and join us, because we are the party after all. You guys are missing out if you're not here. I am going to read from my little book of meditations, and it is called Opening Doors Within, 365 Daily Meditations from Findhorn, Scotland, channeled by Eileen Caddy. And these are, you know, spirit speaking through a person by the name of Eileen Caddy. And so today, since today is, what did I say it was? Today is Monday the 26th. Sorry, I lose track of days and times. It's just not even within my scope anymore what day or time it is. I always have to look. It's really funny because sometimes I'll just be so intent and focused on whatever I'm doing that I completely lose track of time. And yesterday, this kept happening to me 2 days in a row. I noticed that time was speeding up exponentially. And it was wild. Every time I would look at the clock, it would be like, it would feel like I had just looked at it a couple minutes ago. So I'm not sure why I was looking at it again. But I think I had to be somewhere and I didn't want to be late. But it seemed truly like 15 minutes would pass each time I looked at the darn clock. And when you're trying to get ready to go somewhere, that's a little disconcerting. So I was trying to, this is the other day, I think, I was trying to get to a class and I was keeping my eye on the clock for that. And so every time I looked at the clock and I swear I had 15 minutes left before I had to leave the house. And in the next 5 minutes, or what I perceived as 5 minutes, I looked at it again and I realized that if I didn't get out of the house right then, I was probably going to be late. So I was like, holy hell, how did that happen? I really just, I said, I don't understand, which is silly because I do understand. We're just jumping timelines all the time. And a lot of us don't realize that. So, you know, that's why we lose things sometimes, and then we find them in like a really weird place, which happened to me one time. I couldn't find my driver's license. This was a long time ago, but it's a good story, I think. I couldn't find my driver's license no matter what I did. And I looked everywhere for it. And I think I had been looking for it for like 2 months. And then I had to have it because I had to go on a trip and I had to get my passport and my license in order. And I, of course, I had to have my license to go on this trip. Otherwise, I couldn't really travel. And I wasn't sure what I was going to do other than go down and get a new one. And I really didn't want to do that because that's a huge hassle. You have to find all sorts of, you know, proof points. They I don't know if they even still do that, but they probably do. You have to get proof of who you are, and they give you a certain number of points before you can get your license. Not the points that you get on your license that make you lose your license. Not that. It's a point system where you have to get, I'm sure you guys know what I'm talking about. You have to get a certain number of like validations before they'll give you a new license. It's very strange. And sometimes a little challenging. So that's why I didn't want to have to go through that process again. But I swear, I think it was probably 2 months that it was lost and I could not find it. And I did not know what I had done. One day I was just sitting at my computer randomly. And I turned around for some reason, like all the way around, and looked behind me. And there was my driver's license sitting on a box right behind me. Excuse me. And it was sitting in such a place where you would think I would have seen it before I sat down, somewhere in that span of 2 months. But I didn't. So either I didn't see it and it was there all the time, or it wasn't there. So that's, to me, a really good example of a shifting timeline. So there's one timeline in which my license was lost, and then another timeline which my license was sitting right there behind me the whole time. But I had to, I guess, get to a place of non-resistance to have that appear. And I had to be in a higher consciousness level. And that's the whole reason why we shift timelines. We're always shifting our consciousness level from moment to moment. You know, sometimes if we're feeling like crap, we know we're in a pretty low vibrational place. And our consciousness probably isn't that high. Not probably, definitely. And then we'll go to, you know, we'll go out, you know, something will shift, or we'll just do something different, because that's really all you have to do to shift your timeline, change something, just do something differently than you would, if you want to actively shift timelines. Otherwise, the timelines will probably just shift on their own when you feel better, because when you feel better, you're relaxed, you're allowing, you're not resisting. Your timeline will naturally shift to a higher timeline, and your consciousness will rise as well, because your consciousness, within a certain amount, it's always going up and down. Vibrationally speaking, if you're looking at, say, the Hawkins scale of consciousness, which actually has the numerical values for consciousness on it, sorry, I was just seeing something happening outside. It distracted me. But if you're looking at the numbers, most of us are somewhere, I would say most of us are somewhere around an average consciousness level in the 200 or 300s, depending on, you know, who you are and how you think, what you believe. And most of humanity is just above the 200 mark. They've done some calculations and figured that out. And that is just above like the bare minimum, where you actually are on the more positive side rather than the negative. Because if you're under 200, you're not in a good place. You're just pretty hopeless and unhappy. But above 200 is where hope and courage start. So hope and courage are good things. Those are nice vibrations. and they're positive. So to be in hope and courage is a hell of a lot better than being in despair, right? Because despair, I believe, is like a 20 on the consciousness scale. And hope and courage are right above 200. So at least the consciousness, mass consciousness, is better than it used to be. It used to be much lower. And at least it's above the 200 mark. So that's a good thing. And this awakening that's happening, the energy shifts that we're all feeling, I know you're feeling them. I know I'm feeling them. The energy shifts that are happening for everyone to some degree or another, that is what's raising the consciousness of the collective, of everyone. So that's why it has gone over 200 mark recently, instead of remaining under it where it was for a long time. Okay. So most people, when they're jumping into different timelines from moment to moment, their consciousness is generally shifting somewhere. I am feeling this is very general, but I feel like most people are shifting somewhere from being in the 200s. Probably most people get into like the 300s somewhere. And some people get a little higher than that. Some people who are experiencing a much more unusually high vibrational level for whatever reason, if they're like great meditators, or if they for some reason have a much higher consciousness level, they get much higher. They get into the fives and, you know, probably the 600s too. Actually, they do. I know, because I've been in certain classroom settings where the energy's gone up into the 600s for the class. And that is a place, yeah. I'm getting the feeling in my body. That is a place where you feel really good. And I hope that all of you have felt this in your life, because it's where you're content and peaceful, and you feel good, and you're just feeling so like bliss, really. So that's a really good place to be. And most of us don't necessarily walk around at that high a level all the time, and we don't have to, thankfully. But it's a really nice place to be. So our intention as conscious souls in human bodies, ultimately our soul's intention is to reach enlightenment. And that is, I think the number on that for the scale is 1,000. And if you're 1,000, you're not walking around in a human body anymore. You're pretty much done. You're done here. And you would simply leave your body, and you would evolve into spirit, back into spirit, where who you are fully can come through. But we don't, not too many of us are at that high a consciousness level. So not yet, anyway. We still have time to get there. And that's why we're here doing the studying, right? But yeah, even like, you know, people like Ram Dass, who were super high consciousness, you know, maybe he made it to 1,000 and that's why he left. That's kind of my theory. And people like Wayne Dyer, you know, all the really great teachers of spirituality who have transitioned from their physical form back into spirit. You know, Esther's husband, Jerry, from Abraham Hicks. Jerry, also a very high conscious being in his human form. And honestly, if you listen to Abraham Hicks, he's been so much more, I don't want to say so much more, but so very helpful in so many different, more evolved ways since he's transitioned, right? So it's kind of funny. A lot of times people don't realize that, it sounds weird to say, but sometimes when people die, they're honestly almost more helpful to us in spirit than they could ever be in the human body. I mean, that does make sense, because if you're in spirit, you can do a whole hell of a lot more than you can in a physical body, right? Although you can do a lot, because still you are spirit in a human body. But I mean, if you're pure consciousness, that's, you know, head and shoulders above being in a human body as far as consciousness goes. So I did get a little off track there, but that is what I do, because, you know, once I get a nugget of something, I want to share it with you, and I want to have you all feel this rise in consciousness that just helps so much. And not only that, but this is who you truly are. So why wouldn't you want to feel that way, right? I know I do. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the ability to feel these energies and to be upgraded in a physical body. And to, as far as being in a physical body, so grateful for that. Because when you can know and feel that your spirit in a human body, I mean, there's so much to really relish. The physical pleasures of life are not to be discounted. I mean, I can only imagine what it's like to be in spirit fully. I'm sure that is a phenomenal place to be, to put it mildly. But I mean, there's wonders, wonders to experience in a human body. The taste of a food that you love. I mean, for me, it's chocolate. The taste of good chocolate. What a pleasure. The physical sensations of sexual pleasure. Those are pretty amazing, right? And once you give yourself over fully and surrender into that, everything blows up in a wonderful way, no matter what you're experiencing. And there are so many of life's pleasures that who knows how they feel. I mean, if you didn't have a physical body, they would feel, I'm sure spirit and those in spirit form are completely blissful. And yet I still have to give some, have to point out that there is a benefit of being in a human body, because you get to feel things in a very physical way. So, I mean, once I go back to spirit, I'll probably be like, oh, those humans don't know what they're missing. But but I really believe that there's a reason why we were, many reasons actually, why we were put here in human bodies and why we chose to come. Because this is how the universe expands through us, through our physical experiences. Spirit enjoys life through us, because spirit doesn't have a physical body, obviously. So the universe experiences the expansion of life, the pleasure of life, through our physical bodies, because we are spirit and we're all connected. So that's how that works. And that is why spirit is always seeking to uplift us, no matter what. It's like a buoy on the water, you know, something floating on the water. The buoy, you know, you can push it under the water, but you can't keep it there forever. Once you let go, it pops right back up. And it's like that with your consciousness. If you just allow it to, it pops right back up, because spirit is always seeking to uplift you. Always. We are designed to succeed. We're not supposed to suffer, although there's a lot of learning that can come from that. And that's the only reason that we do, to learn lessons, because that's an effective way. And we're in human bodies. So, you know, there's a perfection to it, and yet not everything is perfect. So let me go back. Let me go back to the Facebook chat, and then I'll read the blurb from the book I was just discussing, Opening Doors Within. So, because I have not forgotten, and that is important. Okay. Going back to the Facebook chat. Okay. I see Tara. Hey, Tara. She says, good morning. And I see Dee Dee. Hey, Dee Dee. And I see Quelly. Monday blessings, Lori, she says. And I see Joni. Hello, dear Lori, she says. Hi, Joni. Okay, Dee Dee has a question. She says, hi, Lori. My daughter, Katie, is having a hard time finding someone she could spend the rest of her life with. Do you see her with someone that will truly love and respect her? And she's June 13th, 1999. Okay. I'm going to pull a card for her, Dee Dee. And let's see what spirit has for her. I'm going to pull it from the Angels, Gods, and Goddesses guidebook, or the deck, Angels, Gods, and Goddesses deck. And I'm going to read you what it says from the guidebook. These are oracle cards. These are not tarot cards. These are oracle cards, and I really love them. I do have some tarot cards that I work with sometimes also. And they're all great. It just depends on what feels good in that moment. Okay. And I do have a card. A card that is sticking out of the deck. I also feel like once your daughter releases resistance, there's going to be somebody who comes in. Not right away, but not all that long. So if she can keep her patience and actually focus on what she loves doing other than finding someone, the pleasure is going to serve her very well. You know, we were just talking about pleasure, right? So this is part of that. So I pulled for your daughter the Angel of Clearing. Oh, well, isn't this perfect? The Angel of Clearing says, your time of waiting and confusion will soon be over. Hello? Can't make this shit up. Okay. Angel of Clearing. I love that. Spirit is talking loud and clear. Okay. Angel of Clearing. I'm still looking it up. Okay, I'm trying to find the right page. My goodness, there's a lot of angels. Okay. So, Dee Dee, the Angel of Clearing says that your daughter's time of waiting and confusion will soon be over. The Angel of Clearing is at work right now, clearing the auric field, your auric field, your daughter's auric field. This will pave the way for a time of renewed clarity, focus, and purpose in your life. Over the coming days, you will feel the effects of this clearing as all areas of your life are brought into balance and harmony. Give thanks to your angel for this gift and know that you deserve all the blessings coming your way. Know also that the period of doubt, frustration, and confusion you have experienced in recent months was a necessary part of your growth and in its own way also a blessing. For just as nature has her changing seasons, so too does your life, which is governed by the same laws and moves. Oh, sorry, which is governed by the same laws and moves in constant cycles in accordance with the divine will of the great creator. Life constantly carries us within its ebb and flow, towards the horizon across the great ocean of life, then back to rest upon the shores of our own divinity. That was the perfect card I could have pulled for your daughter, Dee Dee, because it's exactly, you know, like the clearest message possible. And also, like I was just saying, her ability to maintain her focus on her path and what she is doing something that she enjoys and something that gives her pleasure, whether it's work or a hobby or family or anything. It could be anything that she really feels good in doing. Have her focus on that, and the partner will come. Clearly, the cards have clearly said it, and I also feel it. And I don't think it's going to be that long. Once she stops resisting and trying so hard to have a partner or to get a partner, that's when the partner's going to show up. It's just the way it works sometimes. When you stop struggling and you let go, you float, right? And what you want just naturally comes when you're pushing against something and you're resisting it hard. You just get more of whatever you're resisting. So the resistance to not having a partner, which she doesn't like, I'm sure, is preventing her from actually allowing someone in. And there is definitely someone coming. I feel that for sure. So I hope that is helpful, Dee Dee. If you have any feedback, let me know. And okay, now I am going to go over to, well, first let me go over to the Facebook chat and see if there are any other questions or comments. I like to keep track of you all just so I'm not missing anything. All right. And I think we are good. Yeah. Okay. Yep, looks like we're good. All right, let me go ahead and read the daily meditation for today, Monday the 26th. Excuse me. August 26th. There we go. Okay. So try and just take a moment, take a breath. Relax and just ponder this. You have a tremendous work to do. It is the silent work of creating more love in the world. And this is for the collective, in case you're all wondering, this is for everyone. It is like the yeast in a lump of dough, which does its work very quietly and without any fuss, and yet without it, the bread would be a solid lump. Therefore, love those souls you are with. Love what you are doing. Love your environment. And love those souls who are your seeming enemies. There is far more grace in loving the seeming, excuse me, there is far more grace in loving the seemingly unlovable than in simply loving those souls who love you. Feel the need for love in every soul. And allow yourself to become a channel for love to flow through to meet that need. As each individual learns to love for love's sake, so will the heaviness in the world be lightened. For love brings an element of lightness where there was heaviness and darkness. Love starts in each individual, so look within your own heart and draw it forth. Give of it freely and with real joy. To me, that's the answer to pretty much everything. More love. When we go out into the world and we want to influence the energy around us, what do we have to do? We have to be the presence of love in whatever way we can. Because that, at a soul level, is who we are. So it's not like we're trying to do something that's hard or impossible. It's natural. It's innate. It's within all of us. It's organic. We are the energy of love at a soul level. So, and we all are, whether we know it or not. And some people are better at remembering it than others, sure. But we all tend to tune our nervous systems to each other at times. And if you're in the vicinity of someone who is giving off a really high vibration and sending out the energy of love, you're going to feel that. And it's going to affect you and everybody around you. Excuse me, I have a cough. I have to cough. 1 second. Okay, I'm back. I'm going to take a sip. So that is what I like to do. As a matter of fact, I really enjoyed it. I enjoy doing that. I enjoy, you know, going about my day. And whenever I remember, I just kind of turn on the lights. And I send my energy out. And it's not my own personal energy, although in some ways it is. It's the energy of spirit, you know? Like, I'm not making this energy. This is my natural spirit energy, you know, that we all have. And so I just like to turn it up and shine it on people. And sometimes I'll just beam it out all over, like steadily from like an auric, like my circle, my aura, and just kind of move it outward from my body. And then other times I will focus it on one particular person. And often they'll really feel it, and I'll either see them look at me, or, you know, they'll feel it in some way, and you can just tell they'll do something or move a certain way. It's interesting. And sometimes they don't do anything. And maybe they don't feel it, and that's okay too. But if I'm shining spirit's light on someone, it's definitely going to help them in some way. And this is why we send each other love and light, right? We send each other healing energy because it works. It's real. We have a special chat for the University of Santa Monica, my classmates. And we all started this chat back when we first started several years ago. And we're still in the chat. Like, from time to time, people will ask for, you know, they'll make a light request or a prayer request, and they'll ask for everyone. They'll ask that everyone send light, send prayers, send energy for, usually for some sort of healing, whether it's emotional or physical. You know, if someone is not feeling well, or someone, you know, had an accident, God forbid. So, but any healing purpose. And so we do that. And when we do that, when I do it, what I do is people can do it in different ways, and it can come from different parts of your body, but a lot of people like to do it from their heart. And in USM, we sometimes like to put our hands on our hearts just to draw attention to that area, and then focus the energy out from our hearts or from our bodies, and just focus that energy outward towards a certain person to help them and to help them in any healing they might need. And it's very effective. Sometimes most of the time when I do it, it's white light, but sometimes it's green, especially if it's for healing, because green is the color of healing. One of the colors, one of the ones that resonates for me anyway. But it can be any color. Pink can be very healing, you know, or pure white. A lot of times I'll send white light with gold flecks. I'll especially do that if I am putting protective energy around myself, because to me that feels like the energy of source. So whenever I feel like I need to, I will just focus that energy, the white light with the gold flecks, around my body, kind of like I'll put myself inside a cloud of that energy, and it's very protective. And I've been doing that for a long time. I taught my daughter how to do that when she was a little girl. And I believe she taught her son as well. I sure hope so. But I have taught friends to do that. It's super simple. Once you get the hang of it, it's very easy. Some people have to focus a little more than others. But when you practice it enough, it's almost instantaneous. And it's very easy and it's very effective. So sending energy is very effective. If you focus on someone and you're sending them love, and Didi, you might want to do this with your daughter. You focus on them, you send them love, you think good thoughts for them, and you don't do it from a place of fear, but you do it from a place of love. And knowing that what is happening is going to be for their highest good. Because everything is always, always happening for your highest good, even if it doesn't look that way in the moment. But it is, and that's why we have to trust and we have to surrender to that. So that's what I do. And I've been doing it for a long time. I'm going to continue to do it. And I am sending all of you that love energy. And I started to do it a few minutes ago when I was talking about it. But I am sending all of you like a lot of really pretty pink light, because that's what I feel is needed today for some reason. But I hope you felt it. And if you didn't, that's okay. You still got it. And I want to take you on this ride with me. I really do, because it's a great ride. It feels good. It uplifts the spirit. It uplifts the body. It uplifts every part of you. And I want everyone to feel uplifted. And especially if you really have not been feeling uplifted lately. There certainly have been quite a few who haven't. Totally understandable, you know. It's part of the human experience. So let me go back to the chat and see if anybody needs anything or if I can help in any way, because that is why I'm here. Okay. I'm getting better at this. Or maybe it's just spirit. Spirit is flowing today. I'm sure you can tell. Okay. Didi says, thank you for your insight. I do believe that it does surround her thought process a lot. Oh, I have no doubt. She says, I will let you know if anything comes up with a relationship. Yeah, please keep me informed. Keep us all informed, because I always like to know what's happening, especially, you know, if I've given any sort of guidance or advice. So I really feel that, though. I really do. And the card, you know, the card pretty much echoed what I was feeling. So I think that's a pretty good bet. Okay, so Joni says, something came up that's been the elephant in the room in my personal life for a while now. If you have a moment and are willing, will you pull a card? Give me a read. Absolutely. Okay, Joni, let's see what the cards say for you. And I want to remind everyone that as I pull these cards, if you're hearing the card being read and you're hearing this other person's reading, and you're like, ooh, that sounds like it could be for me. Well, guess what? It's for you too. So always remember that. Very important. Because it's almost never just for one person, honestly. It's almost always for more than one. That's what I've found. Because there's so many of us. How could it just be for one person, right? Sometimes it is, but not always. Okay, so we're going to go with this, which is sticking out of the deck. I can just pull it out. And this card that I have pulled for Joni is the Angel of Families. Okay. The angels surround both you and your family at the moment. And I just got a little chill when I read that. So you can tell me if that means anything, Joni. Angel of Families. Oops. The angels surround both you and your family at the moment. Do not worry about your family or loved ones, for all will work out. The angels surround you and your family at this time. Feel their love and light, and know that both you and your loved ones are forever held in the eternal embrace of love. Surrender your fears and any concerns you may have for your family, a family member, or a loved one to the angels, and know that the situation is being healed and transformed right now. Gently close your eyes, feel and visualize those you love being bathed in light and love. Imagine beams of love emanating from your heart and mind, infusing and surrounding each family member and loved one with beautiful healing energy. In turn, feel the light and love they emanate to you in return, and thank the angels for their assistance. So let me know if that resonates, Joni. I feel like it will. I really do. Just because of that little hit I got right in the beginning. That little chill. Chills for me are often hits of knowledge. It's like confirmation. It's like basically saying, yep, yes, that's it. So I hope that helps. All right, so in the last few minutes, I'm going to remind you to stick around for Jamie Dawn, who's coming up after me, and then Serena, who comes up after her. Both great shows, and we have so many of them here on One Two Radio. I hope that you are listening to all of them. They're really good. I mean, I've listened to every single show, sometimes multiple times, and everybody does such a good job. It's quite amazing at the talent we have here on One Two Radio. And I'm happy and proud to be included in that. I really feel blessed and quite grateful to be here with all of you each week. So let me just go to the chat and refresh it and see if anyone has any last words. And I don't mean that as ominously as it sounded. Okay. Excuse me. My throat's been good this morning. Thank God. Okay. Joni says, thank you. Extra comfort. Much appreciated, Lori. You are so welcome, Joni. Yeah, you know, it's not a bad card. This is a good deck. I really like it because I find it's very accurate. And spirit really comes right through and tells you what you need to hear. So I hope that did resonate for you. And anyone else who needed it. Okie doke. So let's see. I'm just refreshing one more time. It's quiet today. It's quieter than usual. It's kind of interesting. It's been kind of a little bit quieter in the last few weeks. And I think a lot of people are just going and being more internal because Mercury retrograde, you know, you kind of have to. So I am going to take one last look. Ah, Renee, thank you. She says, great show, Lori. Have a wonderful week. You too. You too, hon. I'm so happy you were here. I'm really happy that all of you have been here with me today. Thank you so much. Thank you for your card requests. Thank you for questions. I always appreciate all of you and everything you bring to the show. You are wonderful, and I love you all very much. So I am going to say goodbye and come back next week and join us again. And you can ask me for whatever you need, and I'll give it to you. So you have been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody. I love you.